Alright, hey everyone. Welcome to Liv's Corner. I'm Olivia, and I guess I just wanted to talk to you guys, see how you're doing. I've been off the grid as far as the podcast has been concerned. Currently, I've been working on other projects, and I've been so exhausted. As of late, I've been working on my comics. If you have seen them or not, go check them out. They're on distinctive.tumblr.com, which is distinctive spelled with a Y, not with an I. Lately it's been crazy. I mean, my, everything that's been going on. My friend has a boyfriend now. I'm gonna anonymously make this a situation where I don't reveal names, I don't reveal identities, I don't specifically say who is going or what is going on. But my friend has gotten a boyfriend. Now, me and them are very, very close, almost intimate. But lately, when they, started dating this one person, I guess I kind of felt happy for them. I see them together and I'm just lit up with excitement, with love for her and how happy she is. Sorry, I had to get some water. I said she, fuck. okay, no, turn it back now. She is dating this guy. And this guy loves her to death. And oh my god, it's just crazy. Thing about this is, I kind of love her. Romantically. It's... God. Okay, let me just get this out of the way. Me and her have been dating for 6 years. Up and down relationship, it's been crazy, and it's just been wildly insane, and it makes me shake up inside to think of how and what was and what could have been. But this guy makes her happy, you know, totally. There's nothing wrong with him. He's a great guy. She's a great girl. Things changed, you know? I started transitioning. I started to be me. To be the person that I am. To be happy. Come to find out, to have my happiness, I must sacrifice something else. It's really something. You know, that feeling in your chest you get when you realize that you've lost a lot to gain so much more. When you realize that the person you are, that the woman that I am, is who I'm meant to be. But in order to continue, I must first let go. God, if ever there was a tough decision to be made in my life, it was this. It was back in August of 2017. August of 2017. I was coming back from Ed Sheeran concert with my girlfriend. We had such a great time. I mean, honestly, seeing Ed Sheeran perform was amazing, and I was I acted weird because I kept thinking about that song he played called Happier. I kept thinking about how, when am I gonna come out to Mariah? When am I gonna, I just won't post this on Facebook or anything. I kept thinking, when am I gonna come out to her? When am I gonna tell her the truth? When am I gonna let her know that I am not a boy? I'm a girl. And then Happier came on, and I just thought, one day she'll be another guy, and I'll be me, and we'll both be happy for each other, but I'll realize that she's happier with him than I and her ever were. This is becoming difficult. Okay, so we get home from a long car ride from Phoenix to Tucson. We get in an argument about something that was just, I don't remember what it was. I think it was because I was distant, or because it was her birthday, and then it felt, I don't know, I felt sad. And this was originally a birthday gift for me, an early one for her, and I guess it was a birthday gift for both of us. But I'm trailing on, I'm sorry. I broke down. She broke down. We practically both had a mental breakdown. And then I just spit it out. I said, "Hun, I am not a boy, I'm a girl. I never felt like a boy, I never was one. I didn't want to tell you this because I was afraid of what you'd think. I was afraid that you'd be mad or sad or angry, or you'd dump me or something." She said, "No, I wouldn't dump you. I love you, and yeah, you're a beautiful girl, and I'm so sorry. Everything will be okay." She, to make me feel better, I think, she asked me to marry her. Propose. Fucking proposed. And I said, yeah. I said, yes. I was happy. I was hopeful. God, I was so fucking hopeful. And then, eventually, we gathered ourselves together and actually talked. To make a long story short, we broke up. We broke up. I began transitioning. Realized that there was no backing down from this point. Because I felt happy. I felt like I was finally me, but I still felt like I was in a box. Like I was a girl in this boy-shaped box that I couldn't fucking get out of. But I finally did. Eventually, that boy-shaped box became girl-shaped. And while my voice may not reflect it, my looks and my appearance definitely do. As for me and her, she started dating people, trying new things, being a new person, and I felt sad. Because I caused this. I caused her to be just completely wild. Just so out there and just unbelievably, you know, bold. She's a great girl. A really amazing person. And I love her to death. And then she just dated bad people, just the wrong people. The kind that would take your heart, make you feel like you were just special, and then just rip it out like that. Rip it all away from you, just pull the rug out from under your feet. She would date those kind of people. I was that kind of people. Or I was that kind of person. At the time it was 5. A few days ago would have marked 6 years. Actually, it still does. Anyways. I, for 5 years, have kept her going, thinking that I was someone that I wasn't. And it wasn't intentional. It just happened. I just realized who I was. And it took me so many years to do so. Fewer years if you count that I knew this about myself since I was a teenager. But oh, I'm shaking violently right now. Fuck. Okay. Alright, let me fast forward. She meets this guy at work. This guy at work treats her like a queen for like the first 2 seconds and just gets all flaky and stupid. Just it was complicated between the two of them and they broke up. Meanwhile, while they were dating, me and her had agreed to have an open relationship. Because I wanted her. I wanted to be with her. And the people I was trying to date were just chasers and men who just didn't understand. And even when I tried to date other girls and other trans girls, they just wouldn't want to connect with me. I was nervous. I was trying to be bold. The truth is, I'm not bold. I'm just Olivia. I'm just a girl who just wants to be loved. So, I'm gonna sit up right now, because laying down just isn't working. It's making me shake so much. Okay. Alright. We are in an open relationship. We continue doing this for a year. She, just a few months ago, or was it a month? I can't tell. It feels like forever. Little over a month ago, she meets this guy. He's sweet. He's charming. He's practically a fucking nerd. He is a spitting fucking image of me when I was like 18 years old. When I was 18. I mean, he's special his own way, but in personality, he was like me. A little bit like me. I felt like I was being replaced. I still feel that way. But I guess now it doesn't matter really. Replaced or not, it still feels that way. Her intentions didn't matter at that point. Let it be known that I still love her. I couldn't see my life going anywhere unless I had her, or if she wasn't in my life. I can move on. I could continue, but not without getting this off my chest and telling somebody, anybody who will listen. So now here I am. I think close to a month and a half on HRT. I have boobs now. Fucking weird as it sounds. I mean, it's just I'm happy. I'm grateful that my body is changing the way it should, and that I'm just experiencing myself, my personality, my interests, my everything. Just it's just so exciting to know that I'm becoming the person I've always wanted to be, the person that I was, that I am. But at the same time, I'm really sad. I've cried so many tears over Mariah. I've cried so much. I still cry. I just wish that things are different. And if you're wondering why she's not with me, it's because she's not gay. Obviously, you can't force someone to be gay. It doesn't work like that. And God. If I had like a sort of like ray or a laser or something that can make someone gay, I would point it at her and just like maximize that shit. But no. No. She's straight. I'm bisexual. So. It just. Either way. It wouldn't work. A trans bisexual girl with a straight cis woman. There'd be problems. There are problems. To top it off, she's not sexually attracted to me. I know that. She doesn't have to tell me. I just know. And I don't mind that, actually. I don't care if I'm attractive. I just care if someone loves me. She does love me. But beside the point. I mean, no, it's not beside the point. That's like, she loves me. Just not that way. It's God. I'm rambling at this point. Look. The too long didn't read version is I was in a long, long relationship with a woman I love that I've known since high school. I came out. I transitioned. I am now single. I'm happy for her. Happy for me. But I'm sad for the both of us. God, I really hope you guys didn't think this was too depressing to share. I just have all these emotions bottled up inside me. And I get scared that one day these emotions will just bottle up and force me to do something that I don't want to do. I kill myself. Which I don't want to do. No, I never want to do that. I'm too religious to do so. You know, I honestly think hell is not worth the killing yourself. And yes, I'm a transgender bisexual woman who believes in God, because I am a Christian. You know, Jesus is my savior and all that stuff. There's a hell, there's a heaven, and I personally favor the latter. Anyways, that was my oddly deep, very confessional episode of Liv's Corner. and if you're listening and you know me personally, if you do know me personally, please do not confront me about this. Don't talk to me. Don't tell me how sorry you are. Just acknowledge me with a hi. And know that inside you know that I'm not having a good day. Or that I've had some bad times in my life. Currently going through some. But at the same time, be happy for me, please. Be happy that I at least know that inside I am truly myself. And now I get to be that way on the outside. My name's Olivia, and this is me signing off for tonight. Good night, everyone. And it's 2:32 a.m. now, so I guess that means Happy Memorial Day. I'm off today, so thank God. I don't need to, like, stay at, like wake up at 4 or something, because then I have, like, 2 hours of sleep. But no, I'm fine. So thank you. I love you guys. Good night.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.